Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord. We will what? Be glad and rejoice. Is there some people who want to rejoice this morning
yes.
with us? You better get ready, get your coffee, and rejoice with us as we study the Word of God, leaving a legacy behind. What kind? A legacy church, the legacy of faith, the legacy of hope, the legacy of love. Oh, we can go on and on and on. We're going to pass this faith down. We're going to tell the next generation what God has done for us, how God was good to us. We're going to tell the next generation that it wasn't easy. We have our fair share of trials. And we're going to tell the next generation that we mess up. Hallelujah. We're going to let them know. But the same God that take us through will be the same God that will take them through.
Amen. A legacy church serves beyond its four walls. A legacy church must serve beyond its four walls.
Yeah.
Because there has to be, if the church closed up today, would the community even notice, right? There has to be something that's happening through the church that's benefiting the community.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's obsolete.
Yes.
So there has to be something transpiring that's pushing the people outside of the four walls to make an impact in the community.
Come on.
People are taking God with them. They're taking God with them to their homes, into their workplaces. It's
Teach
not just
it.
A compartmentalized God.
Yeah.
Not just Sunday from 10 to 12, but all throughout the week, that the God that is in us, that we give him opportunity to work through us. Because everywhere we are, we're carriers of the Holy Spirit. So every place where we are, we have the authority to establish an altar to God and to decree and declare his word into our circumstances, to be of assistance to other people who we come in contact with. Not just breeze by everybody and just wait till we're in church together again on Sunday. You know, a lot of times when we see people in the community that are from the church, the only thing that we can say is, oh, we go to church together. We don't know their name. We don't know anything about them. We don't know what kind of work they do. We don't know how many kids they have. We don't know anything about them. The only thing we could say is, oh, we go to church together. Well, we should be co-laboring together, getting to know one another together, so that when we are out in the community, that we are operating together in the power and the presence of God, and we're bringing church outside beyond the four walls.
Look at Matthew chapter 5:16 this morning, as you talk about that the church cannot leave a lasting legacy if the community does not feel its presence. The community has to feel its presence. So we got to start to pray. Dear God, we pray that our community will feel the presence of your magnificent power through us. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Yes. So our light can be locked up in the four walls of a church building. We can't only let the light shine in that space. God intends the light to shine out in the community.
Yeah, most churches are closed from Sunday after church till Sunday morning when it's time for church again.
Again,
so when people are driving by in the community Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, most churches, there's an empty parking lot.
Yeah.
Cause you, most, when I say most, that's majority.
Yeah.
And you could do the statistics. You could drive down, you know, in just a mile radius. You, of most places, there could be 5-10 churches within a mile radius, some big, some small. And, but when you go through, how many of them are actually open that they have that opportunity to be a light during the week?
Okay.
Or they're just closed up?
Watch this, Pastor Dar. We'll talk about this together here. A church should be known for more than what happened on Sunday morning.
Right.
So we're going to talk. Most all of us can tell you how a church will function on Sunday morning. What's it going to go on? There's going to be some praise and worship, the singing, and there is going to be a message, whatever. We know what goes on, all of us. If you take a survey and pass the mic around and ask people, do you go to church? Yes. Or what church? What happened when you go? They can tell you what happened. Yes, they can tell you the routine of what happened on Sunday morning. Now, but what God wants, Jesus is saying in Matthew chapter 5, 16, saying, we are to not known for what happened inside the building on Sunday morning, but what happened outside the building. So most now, this is what we should do. We should be known for, number one, love. Number one. The church. We're going to hit some point here this morning. When we talk about the church, we say, oh yeah, those people demonstrate God's love. We should be known for love. Here's another one, Dad. We should be known for compassion. Those are compassionate people. So it's not the music and the praise and worship we should be known for, but we should be known for the love of God that we demonstrate, the compassion, the mercies of God that we do. Here's another one. We should be known for service. What service are we giving? When they talk about our church, can the community pinpoint service?
And a lot of times it's just the opposite.
Yeah.
People see church as a place where the pastor is puffed up.
Yeah.
So the pastor just receives the financial benefit, which is not true. Some places maybe, but most churches, not true.
Yeah.
The tithes, the offerings that come, you know, the church has bills too. That building has bills too. It has a mortgage. It has property tax. It has maintenance. It has electric. It has water. It has all those bills that have to be paid on a greater scale. When a property is a commercial property, the rates are even different for the water and such.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that, but all that stuff, the toilet paper, everything has to be purchased. You want it cool. You don't want to be walking in there and it's 95.
Yeah.
You want it, and then in the winter, you want it to be warm.
Whoa.
You don't want to walk in there and it's 45 or 50. So you want the convenience of the, of what we're used to, comfort. But then at the same time, we think, well, if I'm giving this money, it's just going to the pastor and the pastor's just going to drive a big car. No, then we, you know, no, we want the church. The church needs a transportation ministry to be able to go pick people up. The church needs all these different things to be able to care for the widows and orphans, all these things that the Bible teaches us. But a lot of times it's barely enough to just pay the utility bills and the mortgage at the church. You know, you think all these people, oh, everybody's getting paid. No, most people are volunteers.
Yes.
And they're choosing to volunteer their time. So we have to be mindful of the church. The reputation of the church is accurate and not just what people are passing misconception from misconception.
Exception.
Oh, the church is just filled with a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not compassionate at their church. They only take care of themselves. Oh, that church isn't full of love. They're just, you know, judgmental and all these things. That's misconceptions that get passed down because people who haven't even entered a church will tell you that that's what a church is like. And people that haven't entered multiple, maybe they experienced that at one church, and then they'll take that perception and put it on every church, or they'll just tell people their experience. Now people who never entered a church have the same misconceptions because it's being passed down.
And
it's being compiled and the story is twisting and changing instead of actually giving it an opportunity and giving it a try. Try walking into another church. You know, when you get hurt, people get hurt. They call church hurt at one church. Well, sometimes we get hurt on our job. We still go to work. Sometimes we get hurt at the all these different places where we end up. We go throughout the day, course of the day, throughout the course of the month. But we go back. But if something happens at a church, by God, I'm not going back.
I'm done.
I'm done.
Because you know, that building, that house, people are full of imperfect people. And sometimes we slap a label that you think there's perfect people because they go to church.
Yeah.
No. Imperfect people goes to church. They go there to learn, to become. They become.
Yeah.
They're becoming compassionate. They're becoming loving. They're becoming generous. They're becoming prayerful. They weren't before. So don't expect they walk into a door, they're going to be it. Like, you know, no. It's something that you learn and demonstrate. And so that's why we, Diane, as the pastors, we have to make sure that we are teaching these things. We are committing the word of God, teaching the word of God, so that the followers, those who come, develop and can live out, let your light so shine before men, that they will what? See the good work. The good work of the Father in them. Now, the light of God is shining through them. Love, compassion, sacrificial, giving, all of this transformation. And I can go on and on in the list, take place. Yes.
Even that going back from 16, going back into verse 13 and reading it through, it nothing says that we're doing this in the church. Everything far extends the parameter of the church. It says you are the salt of the earth.
Oh, there.
The earth.
Yeah.
The whole earth, not just so much square footage on the property of the church. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, not the church. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine. So shine like that. Shine throughout the earth. Shine throughout the world, not just within the border of the church. You know, it's easy to get along with people who think like you, who come and, you know, clap their hands next to you during church when you don't know. You can get along with everybody if they're not talking to you.
That's right. That's it.
You can get along with everybody if they're not disagreeing with you or they're not challenging your belief. You know, you can get along with everybody then. But what about when people then are not exactly doing the exact same things that we are doing?
That you do.
What do we do then? How do we interact with them?
And so the Bible says, now shine your light. So pick up the light. Jesus Christ is the light. And we come in Sunday morning and we get it and then we go shine it on the outside.
Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Could imagine a melody true enough to tell of your mercy? Who could imagine a harmony sweet enough to tell of your love? I see the heavens proclaiming